Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you'll find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I have with me Donovan Maynard, who's the Assistant Curator at Rist and Freda and the Clay Museum, two wonderful spots in Durbanville, and they are opening with four exhibitions tomorrow. Tell us about what to expect. Make sure that I get there. Tempt me.
So we've got four exhibitions coming up tomorrow, and two of them are solo exhibitions. One is by the 2019 Portrait Award winner Craig Cameron McIntosh, and the other is by ceramic artist Martin Swart. Then we've got a group exhibition called Lounge, focusing on various artists. And then we've got a collaborative exhibition between Catherine Brennan and Adele Sherlock in the Cube and Clay Museum titled Vetplant. So, interesting enough, all of these exhibitions are quite varied in the application and the techniques and subject matter, but all of them sort of hinted a touch of nostalgia, which is quite interesting. I think we are living in quite a digicentric society, and all of these works sort of lean back into either focusing on tactile elements, or as a form of a visual journal. Thinking of Craig's exhibition, for example, he is putting together an exhibition focusing on his travels, and all of these paintings are done on things like postcards or maps that forms part of his visual journey. When I think of Martin Swart's exhibition, his exhibition is titled Ceramic Explorations, A Journey in Clay. And this is literally a reflection of his career as a ceramic artist of the past 22 years. And if you think of the medium of clay as well, clay has memory. So when you physically work with the medium, it remembers the way you push it and the way you form it. So that's how that ties in interesting as well. Then Lounge. Lounge is an ode to relaxation with a lounging by the pool during summer, which is something I think we're all ready for now, or curling up in front of a fireplace. So interesting artworks by artists like Adele van Heerden, Anastasia Sorrentino, Andrew Kayser, Bastian van Steenis, Corneille Steen, and Chris Denovan, to name but a few.
And Lounge is about relaxation.
It's about relaxation. So there are images of people lounging by the pool. There are images of dogs lying next to a fireplace. So it's quite varied, but you get that sense of time out. Then in the Cube, Adele and Catherine, they are doing a sculptural exhibition. So they are both focusing on succulents and recreating specific plants in that category. So Catherine focuses on the abstraction of the form of succulents, and Adele was inspired by the plant's intricate fibrous inner skeleton, especially when they dry out and fossilizes. And the fact that she works in porcelain, actually it creates a sort of bone-like element. So that's quite a nice exhibition to look forward to as well.
I think they're four very interesting exhibitions. I'm very keen to see what your portrait man is now doing after having won that award, and coming back and see where he's going to or where he's coming from. So lots of very good reasons to go to a wonderful location in Durbanville and with a very good restaurant and coffee. So we've been speaking to Donovan Maynard, Assistant Curator at Rist and Freda and the Clay Museum in Durbanville.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture.